little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey guys, welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 195, and well, is now officially the post E3 podcast that we have here,
basically.
And other than that, we got some more news from E3 2016. That's last week, and other than that, we are technically we are a month away from Comic Con 2016. Wait, what? Hold on. Okay. Cool, we're back! I'm sorry, guys, we just had a little,
If you were on now watching this live, or you're watching this later on YouTube, you probably noticed there was a slight break in there somehow.
It's called Wayne's Internet.
Which is supposed to be better now that AT&T upgraded to U-verse.
Bullcrap!
Better.
No, it's just a name. It's a name to promote something that sucks.
It's this new hardware, too. Yeah, I know.
You see the look on my face?
Yeah, right.
God, really?
I know, right?
So, yeah.
We're back.
Yeah, I know. Crazy stuff. Again, before you and I got a little bit disconnected, we are exactly a month away from Comic-Con 2016. The shenanigans about to go down in about 4 weeks in our backyard here in San Diego.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, not Wayne's backyards per se. But the shenanigans.
Close enough.
But the shenanigans did blow up in his room here. It's actually nicely organized here right now. So, yeah. Hey, cool, look at this. Really? Windows 8 Pro?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I haven't used that one yet.
I'll give you a dollar for it. No. I like my new Windows. Yeah. So, what we haven't done last week, we're going to do it right now. What have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing typically... Well, I kind of haven't played Street Fighter V that much because I am stuck in Doom 4, a.k.a. Doom.
Nice.
By Bethesda. I am a little more than halfway done. I believe the... what do you call that? The gameplay on this is about 12, 14 hours.
Okay.
From what I've gathered, I'm roughly around 7.5-8 hours in, so it's pretty awesome. The weapons level upgrade, the everything on there, the graphics are just amazing on there.
Yeah.
I love just shooting a couple of bullets onto the monsters and just grabbing them, do the action sequences.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I would highly suggest that you guys should get this if you are a fan of Doom itself, and also on the older Doom, like a Doom 3 for the Hey, look, we're number 18. I think the reason why they kicked
19.
Us out.
We're dropping 18. A little bit.
I know, but it's all right. The reason why, if you guys, I would suggest getting this is because if you're a fan of the older Doom 3, and now you can actually get it for Steam, and also Steam summer sale has already been starting. So I would highly suggest that. Let's see. Other than that, Go. Counter-Strike Go.
Okay.
Global Offense. Nice. I'm playing, I actually kicked back, I just kicked it back again by accident. Well, not really by accident. Well, okay, it is by accident. I was supposed to click on Doom, and I accidentally clicked on Go. And I saw two of my buddies were playing, and they decided to single-handedly shoot me, 12-1. Like, literally.
Nice.
Each of them, they were all using pistols on me. That's how bad I got this quite a lot of that game. So I need to, shake the rust off, play it off, oil myself up again, and go. Let's see. Other than that, that's about it for me. I haven't touched my console. Well, other than Street Fighter V, that's about it. So, yeah, okay. Mostly Doom 4.
Not
Wayne, what you've got?
Mostly, I've been playing Destiny a little bit here and there. Leveling up. I just got my Warlock character to level 40, so I'm trying to get him boosted to be a little more competitive right now, but actually pretty good shape with him right now. More Transformers Earth Wars on the tablet. They have actually made an update, added some things to it, such as a weekend event right now where we can earn points to get different things. Still trying to get the hang of how that works. Looks like it may either reset every day, or if you use your points to redeem a low-tier item, you lose your points to get higher. So I'm not quite sure yet. I have to play with that some more. Avengers Alliance 2, I keep working on trying to build up my characters and get through those. I'm on level... Well, I made it all the way to Chapter 3.
Okay.
But I need to get some characters a little stronger so they can survive... basically some of those missions.
Yes, indeed.
The regular Avengers Alliance on Facebook, we're in another special operations right now, where we can get we're going, is it the Black Mirror or the Vortex? The Black Vortex, you know, the mirror. We're going up against that as the bad guy. So kind of interesting on that one. Not too crazy, but we're getting there. Yeah, Fidel found my new hardware there.
What new hardware?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys are listening to this podcast right now, I suggest you should watch it on you now, because it's, well, it's a pretty awesome thing. What else, Wayne? What else have you been playing?
That's pretty much it on as far as gaming, per se. I have been trying to get my Steam library updated on this workstation here so I can game out here a little bit more, too. And that's about it. Yeah, I think I've really gotten a chance to play much more than that. I guess we should jump into.
Yeah, I know. So we got more news here from E3 2016. So let's get on with it, shall we? So Wayne, this is one of my favorite games, especially when it first came out. There was a lot of
It was really good to play for about 3 weeks.
Actually, 4 weeks in, because I really enjoyed it. The reason why I only enjoyed it for a month, well, exactly a month, is because there was no single player campaign mode.
Yeah.
So this is what we're talking about. So the guys did listen. The creators of Titanfall have re-engineered Titanfall 2 for a single player campaign as well. Titanfall 2's campaign, quote unquote, isn't your average linear, for lack of better words, crowded FPS. That's true.
Border.
Yeah.
So basically, what they're saying is it's kind of like getting pulled into a series of explosions or people yelling at you. There's going to be very quiet moments where you're taking in a broad environment, and you have to figure out how you're going to traverse it. But it's going to be kind of crazy. I guess you now is having trouble here, so we'll fit.
It's your connection, Wade. And we got this kind of thing. Anyway, let's keep going.
I don't know what's going on with you now.
Yeah.
It's going to be very different. You know, it's going to be. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but kind of like a big swimming pool with enemies in it. Where you dive in and out and attack from different angles.
So technically a typical first-person shooter.
Yeah. Plenty of robot and human action there, so we'll see how that works out. I'm looking forward to playing it.
You also got a new mech here called the Ronin. You know, the Titan can move pretty quickly, shooting giant shotgun-like weapon and utilize its sword in combat. So technically you have a samurai mech warrior there, so... Titan, sorry.
Right?
Yep. And we got more news here too, as well as we talked about. One of my favorite games is actually coming back. It's another continuation of this legendary series. It's called Zelda, the Breath of the Wild. It's a multiplayer, could be the next thing after it, you know, Breath of the Wild itself.
Yeah.
You know, the producer says he'd like to, you know, take a damn it, Wayne, you idiot. He'd like to take what he learned from the Breath of the Wild and make a multiplayer game out of it. So technically a four swords with four people in it, you know, four player.
Maybe.
Four swords. That would be fun to do instead of, you know, controlling four others. I'd prefer doing that instead. You know, and four of your friends, or three of your friends. So, quote unquote, I would like to take what I learned from Breath of the Wild and see if we can, you know, somehow fuse those learning points into another multiplayer Zelda game. And it's definitely possible, and we can continue to, you know, quote-unquote, experiment through the Zelda franchise itself.
Yeah.
The game is in a series of features and multiplayers include Four Swords Adventures, like I said, Phantom Hourglass, one of my favorites too, and also Spirit Tracks, and last year's Triforce Heroes, awesome game. And let's see, the Wind Waker also featured a type of multiplayer where the second player would, you know, connect the Game Boy Advance and the GameCube itself.
Yeah.
Move the icon around and grant access to exclusive items only. Uh-huh. We learned a lot about the upcoming Breath of the Wild at E3. If you guys haven't seen the trailer for it,
check it out.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, so we do know there's not going to be a female hero.
Yes, well, they already have that. It's called Zelda.
Basically.
She's a second-hand hero, in a way.
In a sense, yeah. Link can snowboard on his shield.
What?
Right? It's going to be the same experience on the Wii U and the NX. There is going to be some good voice acting in this game.
But Link still doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk.
Don't do this to us, guys. Come on.
You'll be able to play it without the Wii U gamepad this time.
And of course, we talked about this on the last podcast. It can be beaten without finishing the whole story itself.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot going on for this game. It looks pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing the final product.
Yes, indeed. Your rabbits must have escaped, and they're trying to eat us.
Probably.
Wayne, this is a very classic game that's redone.
So, for those of you that may be aware of it, there is the Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Yep. Part 1.
Yeah. Now we may finally get Edition 2.
And maybe means it's in the looks to be in development. So, yeah. Pretty much
we don't have anything specific on it. We just know that there's been it's been rumored per se.
Yes, because a lot of things. I did play the Championship Edition, and I do agree with them. It is considered the best Pac-Man that's out there right now. I love it. I love the graphics. It's awesome. If you guys haven't seen it, played it, please do. As discovered by, you know, a Twitch follower called Lifelover, listening for the PC, PS4, and Xbox One version of something called Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 have shown up on Korea's game rating board.
Yeah.
And of course, Pac-Man's a huge game in Korea, South Korea, more intentionally. A classic game that's redone. The games are often leaked through foreign rating boards like this, and it could suggest a release not, you know, especially far away. Especially us here in the U.S. that loves playing this type of games. Dave & Buster's has this too as well. Very fun.
So take it as a grain of salt for now, but it's a good chance.
Yeah, always take everything with a grain of salt, especially this one too as well. So pretty much the first Pac-Man Championship Edition was first released back in the Xbox 360 and as an Xbox Live arcade game in 2007. That was, 9 years ago?
I know, and the original Pac-Man just celebrated its 36th anniversary this year.
Yep.
So, and Pac-Man 2v6 just came out, which is pretty intense.
Pretty intense? Pretty intense is like downgrading it, man.
So here's an interesting story here. Back in 2001, Microsoft released the original Xbox. And, you know, it did well, but it didn't do great. You know, it started off a little slow. The 360 is where it really took off.
Yeah, that's
true. But Ed Fries, who was the co-creator of the Xbox, has come forward and started talking about when he tried to meet with Nintendo or Sony to try to do a partnership for a grand console.
It's simple. They said no.
Basically.
In a nice way.
Yeah. I mean, basically that's what they did. They sat down. They actually sat down. They talked through it, but they just said no. Honestly, it could have been a really good thing for Nintendo at this point. Obviously, Sony and Microsoft have a really good rivalry going on right now. But essentially what Microsoft was kind of trying to do at the time is they were wanting to do the software and the networking stuff, whereas they would focus on the hardware, and they would come together to bring it all together. So Nintendo said no, and later they went to, later Bill Gates actually went to Sony and they said no.
Said no as well.
Yeah, so, which, you know what? You know, it's been an interesting idea that this is how they went through it, but we're actually kind of glad that they didn't, because Microsoft has created some amazing amazing industry within the Xbox platform.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we just thought that was interesting, if that would bring you up.
I know, it's a nice little history. Here we go, guys. So, as typical of ups, and there's also, you know, concerns of downs. Xbox execs response to Scorpio's concern. Developers have responded well to it as we, you know, pretty much shared the plans with them. So once Microsoft started sharing, you know, the blueprint, the layout of Scorpio, developers themselves has been, you know, have a lot of concerns about this. The one concern somehow raised about Microsoft's Project Scorpio and Sony's PlayStation Neo is the potential burden of supporting two consoles,
each two different
with
platforms,
different specs at the same time.
So what Dave McCarthy, who is the head of Xbox operations, he has responded saying that Scorpio will offer a seamless experience for developers. So you develop it for one, just develop for the others. There will be some availability to scale up on the Scorpio, obviously, but that's basically what he's saying. It's going to be seamless. Obviously, quoting here, obviously listening to their feedback on Xbox One influenced our approach on Xbox One S and has influenced our approach to Project Scorpio overall. So we really do intend it to be a seamless experience going across that ecosystem of devices, including Windows 10, as much as possible. We're learning and improving in that space on a regular basis. So in other words, Microsoft isn't saying, okay, we're going to put out a new console and just break everything.
Go for it, yeah, have fun.
No, we're going to upgrade to a better system, make it work with what's out there now, and make sure developers can write to both devices seamlessly without having any real issues there. Developers will build the right specific capabilities to devices. That'll give them a little bit of choice in how they leverage as they do so. But I'm sure as we get closer and closer to this, and once they get dev kits out there, you'll see games that are written with code that'll take advantage of the newer hardware, but still written great on the existing Xbox One or the Xbox One S. So it's not going to be quite as groundbreaking of a change as you went from 360
to Xbox One and PS3 to PS4. So we'll get to know more about it when things start to fall into place.
Yeah, all I know is I'm going to get one.
Yeah, same. Another Halo Wars 2 beta is coming with a new mode. Wayne, this is one of your favorite games, which I do enjoy, but never liked.
You know, I played through the first one really good, you know, got through it. I played a little bit of the beta, actually, last week. I did remember that now. just a little bit. Yeah, I jumped into it, played one round. It's multiplayer in that sense, so you're playing against other players. And it works well. It was very fluid. It was very easy to get going on it. I like the way it looks. It looks great. But we are going to be getting a new mode for another beta, which will probably be later towards the launch.
Launch of the game itself.
Yeah.
That'll be in February 2017 release.
That's what we're looking at right now, yeah.
Yep.
There will be a new mode in that beta. The first, obviously we had Deathmatch and Domination in the beta that just ended. But we have no news on what that new mode will be.
Yep. So it's still a mystery.
Still a mystery in that. What we do know is that Halo Wars 2 is a Play Anywhere game. Meaning if you buy it digitally on Xbox One, you get the PC version for free.
Like we discussed in the previous podcast.
So that's pretty sweet there. And of course, I think we mentioned last week that there will be a collector's edition or limited edition that includes Halo Wars 1.
The first one for the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Speaking of more Halo, this is talking about Halo 5. Guardians is getting a grunt in a mech suit.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Right?
Oh, wait. Go down. This is just a picture. Dude, that is so awesome.
That's pretty sweet, right?
So technically, you have a grunt with an Iron Man suit, but they can't fly.
So we're getting a player versus enemy mode, Warzone Firefight soon.
That's pretty awesome.
And that's coming out next week, I want to say. Players can expect a lot of additions to the game. Two of those additions, there will be a new enemy boss, the Grunt Goblin, and a usable aircraft called the Wasp. The Grunt Goblin is actually an elite grunt piloting a mech suit. The hulking robot looks like a giant grunt, complete with massive needler to go along with it.
It's if you guys haven't seen, Google it up. It's pretty cool.
So it's basically written in the backstory as a battle suit that was built by grunts for grunts, and what the grunt designers agreed was the perfect embodiment of agility and lethality. And if you know the grunts, they're crazy. They really are. And then they specify here that when you have a grunt driver, results may be unpredictable. I'm looking forward to this.
Results may be unpredictable.
Batman. The goblin will still retain the absurdity. It'll be more dangerous to fight. It wields a double-barreled needler that can simultaneously target 8 players for a barrage.
Yeah, well, screwed.
Woo! The boss also carries a grenade launcher that it turns to if a needler is disabled. It can destroy a Spartan or light vehicle with a single melee, and it's equipped with an EMP burst to disable larger vehicles. Woo-wee! So in addition to Firefight, it'll also appear as a boss in Warzone mode. The other addition is and Firefight is the new aircraft, the Wasp. It's the third UNSC aircraft that'll be usable in the game, joining the Hornet and the Sparrowhawk. It's a vertical takeoff and landing vehicle equipped with heavy machine guns and rocket launchers.
That's nice.
That's a nice looking vehicle.
It does.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's kind of like an Earth version of a Banshee.
Kind of.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
A modified Banshee, but...
Sure. I can go with that.
Wasp.
Definitely looking forward to these updates. They're coming next week, end of June, essentially, so next week should be out. And speaking of that...
More Halo 5
news. That's right,
news.
June 29th is when it's coming out. This is the expansion that's going to conclude all this stuff.
Yep.
During the time that this is out, I believe Halo 5 will mark down 50%. And there will be, I think, some free play days available as well. So keep an eye out for the deals on that. We're getting 3 new multiplayer maps, including 2 for Warzone. One for Arena. So we're getting Sanctum, Prospect, and Molten. We're getting new wrecks, which includes Cinder and Cyclops armor sets, as well as new Covenant vehicles and weapon variants, among others. We're getting Score Attack mode is going to the campaign. New Forge Canvas title will be available for map making. You're going to want to take a look at this and get this update soon, because it's got a lot of crazy stuff to it. The 343 has also teased that there is more surprises to announce about Firefight.
Public service announcement.
Oops.
Uh-oh. So we're definitely looking forward to this coming next week. I am probably going to be playing a lot more Halo next week. And Fidel, this is all you.
Alrighty, guys. So, you know, I am a huge Street Fighter V type of guy. We didn't have a May update, so June 5 update should get you into the matches faster. Pretty much those games will be quite a better quality, too, as well. Capcom continues to reveal new details about the pretty much big game coming up, the Street Fighter V, next week. The latest information regards improvements in pretty much matchmaking, which Capcom says will be faster and more likely to get you into a good match, quote unquote. I will hold this up to you guys. So once I get into a good match and I find, well, George again, we kind of go 50-50 at this time. So there are 4 aspects of which, you know, changing the matches according to Capcom's blog post. You guys can actually look it up on their website too as well. Because league points weren't correctly synchronizing, the game could, you know, take longer to find you a match than it should, which it did.
Yeah.
Sometimes it took 15 to 20 minutes too as well.
Woo.
So they actually, if they do fix this up, I will be very happy like everybody else. And let's see here.
Other stuff for that.
Oh yeah, the other stuff too as well. There are new stages and outfits coming in the same update too as well. Holy crap, this is pretty cool. The core components that soon to be, quote unquote, soon to be June release of Street Fighter V is pretty much the new character in story mode. So the story mode, from what I've heard, is about 5 hours long. So when you hit story mode chapter one, you don't get to choose one character. It chooses the character for you. So pretty much you technically play everybody, and there is cutscenes to it. So everybody pretty much leads up to the final ending point. I saw the first 30 minutes of it after E3, which my friend Peter Combofiend Rosas, who pretty much have developed this, helped develop, create this game, was on it too with the one and only Mike Ross. That dude, nice. Mike Ross. So with previous and future contents, you can purchase most everything with either real world money or the in-game fighting money currency. The one I selected being premium costumes, which are, you know, only real money. So technically the new characters, fight money is about 100,000, purchase is pretty much $6. New stages, 70,000, $4. Alternate stages, 40,000 fight money, $2. And also the same way too with the story costumes, and the premium costumes would be $4 as well. Capcom recently revealed that the June's update story mode takes about 3 to 4 hours, which I was right to complete, and allows you to play as future DLC characters. The one we're missing right now is Ibuki, Balrog, who else? Jury and Yurian.
Okay.
So
pretty cool.
All Street Fighter fans, guys, have fun at this. And also, guys, you might want to listen to this one too as well.
This is interesting. So
Sony might owe you money.
Yep,
and here's
was
the reason why.
A class action suit. So the ability to install Linux was one of the reasons some users purchased the older PS3 model.
Yep, indeed.
So when Sony locked out support of this in 2010, not everybody was happy. A class action lawsuit was filed against Sony that year. Now Sony has finally agreed to settle that.
Finally.
Under the terms of settlement, which has not yet been approved, so we're still waiting for the approval, Sony has agreed to pay as much as $55 to as many as 10 million PS3 owners. To get the full 55, gamers need to attest under oath to their purchase of the product and installation of Linux, provide proof of their purchase or serial number, and PlayStation Network sign-in ID, and submit some proof of use of the other OS functionality. So, other than that, you can also claim $9 in a process that is less involved. With that, you just send in a claim that explains how, when they bought the system, they knew about the other OS, relied upon the other OS functionality, and intended to use the other OS and functionality there. So,
more shenanigans for Sony.
So, in other words, basically Sony saying you got to prove that you really did use it if you want the full 55. And if you bought a fat PS3 between the November 2006 and April 1st, 2010, you may be eligible for a settlement offer as well. That one is only there's $2.25 million provided in the settlement and attorney's fees for the legal counsel that brought it. So they're still deciding on that one. So, so that goes towards the other one there. Yeah, duh. So kind of interesting. I don't really know anybody that actually put Linux on their PS3.
Don't look at me.
I was going to, but I never really got around to it.
You might as well do it now. Just for shits and giggles.
Put it on there now and then send them the...
Why not, right?
I don't know. I probably don't have the updates that block it yet. other than that, another Sony news. The new Sony PS4 game for Spider-Man is not tied to the new movie.
It will depict more experienced web crawler itself, so...
Yeah.
Pretty much a brand new... It's pretty much a square one, just like the movies is or were.
It's standalone, according to Rosman. It's basically inspired by all the different mediums that Marvel has, whether it's film, animation, live action, comic books, or T-shirts.
Indeed. So there's some clips. Actually, not really clips, but more like screenshots.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
It looks. You know what? The one shot we're looking at right now is kind of a partially blurred shot of Spider-Man whipping through the air on his webs.
Yep.
And I have to say one thing. The costume looked a little bit better, but it still reminds me of the 1970s Spider-Man TV series.
It does in a way, but modified on that.
Yeah. It looks better, but yeah.
Yes. So from what I've read, I played Spider-Man 2. And also, it's going to be a free roaming, from what I believe, a free roaming game.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes. From, I also played pretty much all the Spider-Man games from the PS2, PS3, PS... Yeah, from the, pretty much all of it. Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 as well. Amazing Spider-Man 2 was pretty cool. Because it had this very nice physics on it. Especially when you're dodging, you know, stuff being thrown at you, dodging it, grabbing the, you know, the typical Spider-Man game that you want to play. And this pretty much takes up a notch from what I've heard, or from what I've heard
and
read.
It sounds pretty sweet, and you actually are going to have to take advantage of Peter Parker's intelligence, agility, and more to get through the game. So it's not just going to be a straightforward game like the last few have been, where you just got to you know, play through it like that. But so definitely looking forward to this. Of course, I don't have PS4 to play it, but it might end up one eventually.
Yep, and also to let you guys know, it's also we are almost a year away for Spider-Man: Homecoming to be out in theaters in July 2017.
I can't wait.
Yes. So that's it for the news this week for us today, guys. I want to give you the heads up. Why is your internet not working?
Probably something going on, but whatever.
Uh oh.
So, anyways,
is our podcast still working?
Yeah, we're still recording.
I hope so. Hey, we are! Cool, look at that.
See?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I don't trust your computers at all.
Yeah,
even
so...
it looks so cool.
So as Fidel was pointing out earlier, I am going to be upgrading my solid-state drive in the workstation here to a 750 series 400 gigabyte PCI Express version.
From Intel.
Yep. Meanwhile, I did get the loop rate this month, too. Fidel wants to show
well,
what we got. We can't show you right now.
Yeah,
but
I know. Thanks, you now.
You know, kind of went under, but...
So technically, right now, we're going to show you, Wayne, this is the Ghostbusters one.
Yeah, so Ghostbusters, it's actually a button-up shirt.
Button-up shirt, typical gray. You have the you know, I Ain't Afraid No Ghost symbol in the front, in, on the left corner. And the back has a red 84 on it. Pretty much, it depicts the year that Ghostbusters came out.
Typical baseball style, number 84.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
And also the other t-shirt here. It's one of my favorite shows, and actually not favorite shows, but favorite movies of the 80s. It is called RoboCop.
Yeah.
Yes, I like this better than
and
the
And it
one.
Features not only Murphy as RoboCop, but it also features some of his partners in the background.
And you also got the, what do you call that? Oh, damn it.
I know.
Red Foreman in a mech suit.
Yeah. What do you want to call that? Yeah.
Yeah, Red Foreman in a mech suit. He also got a few things too as well. You have something here with a matrix?
Uh-huh, it's a puzzle.
Dude, 300-piece puzzle matrix.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I don't know if I'll ever put that together, but...
Nah, keep it up. You also got a... Hey, cool. Look at this. A
Dorbs.
Fallout bobblehead.
Yeah. From
That's
Dorbs.
Pretty cool. From Dorbs.
Yeah, that worked out pretty cool.
So Wayne's actually going to take a picture of it too as well and put it up on the website. You also got a T2 Terminator...
Aluminum
paperweight? Very sharp paperweight? Look, but you guys are awesome. He gives some random stuff here too as well. Oh, look at this. He also has a hashtag loot pins.
Yep.
It's a, yeah, nuclear.
And the newer loot crate pins of late actually unlock a digital item online.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And he also got this too, BioShock Infinite keyblank.
Yeah.
That's pretty bitchin', dude.
Yeah,
there's some more stuff I don't want to take out because there's no room in here.
Yeah. Got some good stuff, so Loot Crate's doing me good still.
Okay, guys, I'm going to give you the heads up. I will be going to Anime Expo 2016 Downtown Los Angeles Convention Center.
Woo!
I'll be going next Saturday, 4th, 3rd, the 2nd of July. Sorry, I'm kind of brain dead-ish in a way. So we're going to do a recording posted that, and I will actually have a lot of pictures in by then, okay, guys? And yeah, that's about it for me this coming week. Wayne, how about you?
So Comic-Con is a month out.
Yes.
Definitely can't wait for that. There have been some pictures posted of the S.H.I.E.L.D. trolley with the artwork showing the flaming chains.
Oh, I will actually, yes.
So
I'll actually be going to downtown, I believe, tomorrow just to scout. Yeah, just to scout things out, and I'll post stuff on our Facebook page and also on our Instagram page, hopefully. Mimi hasn't changed the password yet again.
Ha! So rumors have been flying about what that means, whether it's Hellfire or Ghost Rider or something else. I think it's going to be Hellfire.
Yes, I mean, you've seen way too many dead, what do you call that, Ghost Rider films, so it's,
yeah.
Two's enough. Sorry, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to bring Ghost Rider into that series at this point. It just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Netflix.
I would expect to see him showing up through maybe Defenders.
As one of the bad guys in the Defenders for now.
Starting out, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, Hellfire is related to him anyway, so... You know, grandson, whatever.
Yeah. So, let's keep this up and short. But, yeah, so we'll see you guys next week. Make sure to check on our Facebook page, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, and also to look at our main website too as well, shotsofgeek.com. We'll get you articles, stuff like that. And yeah, so guys, we'll see you on the next podcast. And again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's go. There we have it. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.